Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Looking at revising some of our nation's great sayings and traditions in 2019, now that it's clear that we don't have a government serving the people, we have a president who expects the people to serve him. So let's see. We've got Abraham Lincoln, Gettysburg Address. I think we need to change that to government by Trump, of Trump, and for Trump. John F. Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for Donald Trump. How much money can you put in his pocket? He'll give you whatever you want. Then, of course, there's the last bar of the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free if you pay Trump a fee? Okay, so we've got the new paradigm here. This is a government where people are expected to serve the president. And if you pay this president, he'll do anything you want. Sadly, I'm not just talking about Ukraine and Russia. I came out today in public that when Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, was criticizing Donald Trump for his policy of allowing the Turks a green light to come in and to massacre all of our allies, our Kurdish allies, the ones who'd lost already 11,000 lives fighting ISIS at our behest, allow them to massacre the men, women, and children because Donald Trump has Trump Towers in Istanbul. Donald Trump, reeling from a vote that happened just yesterday in the United States House of Representatives, 354 to 60 against his betrayal of our allies, against his delivery of Middle East as a gift to Russia and ISIS and Iran and Syria and Hezbollah and all those really good people that kill so many Americans. By the way, that vote, every Democrat voted for it. More than two-thirds of Republicans voted for it. 60 votes, the 60 votes Donald Trump got is not even 15%. Of the House of Representatives. More than 85% of the members of Congress told Donald Trump he's wrong on this. And Donald was being a little petulant, as most two-year-olds are when they don't get their way. And so Nancy Pelosi said that he should reverse the policy. And Donnie said, no, I'm right. I think the troops should go home. And Nancy said, where's home? Saudi Arabia? Because although we removed 1,000 troops from Syria, which is actually a tiny number, 1,000 troops were keeping the peace. 1,000 troops were protecting the Kurds. 1,000 troops were keeping Russia out of one-third of Syria. 1,000 troops were preventing genocide. 1,000 brave American troops who are now ashamed of their country. Ashamed of the fact that the people that they fought for and broke bread with and died for, and they died for us, far more than we died for them, were now being massacred and coming home. Donald is sending twice that many, 1,800 troops, to Saudi Arabia. So Nancy asked the very obvious question, why are they not going home? Why are you sending them to Saudi Arabia? What's up with that? And Donald said, well, Saudi Arabia is paying us for it. Land of the free, if you pay Trump a fee. Trump gets Istanbul Towers, Saudi Arabia, which just recently massacred and dismembered, in a really nice touch, dismembered, right? Cut into pieces. A resident of the United States and a Washington Post reporter, because he was a journalist, and certainly that's worthy of dismemberment in the land of the free, if you pay Trump a fee. Saudi Arabia gets 1,800 U.S. troops. It's not really under any threat, but Saudi Arabia wants to do its own massacre of the Yemeni people, so I'm sure we'll help them do that. As the United States military becomes mercenaries for dictators around the globe, doing the bidding of Turkey and Syria and Russia and Iran and ISIS, we may get a few fewer people signing up to volunteer. But you see, Donnie can never be wrong. And part of the reason is, well, if you understand child psychology, or if you've ever had a child, you know that a lot of two-year-olds, not all of them, but a lot of two-year-olds, have trouble understanding that there's a world outside of themselves. What are a two-year-old's favorite two words? One is, no, 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 no. The other one? Mine, mine, mine. Now, to be fair, most human children by the age of 3 or 4 grow out of this. And they start to understand that there's a world outside of themselves. That other people have needs as well. That actually giving to others feels good. Because it's not all about self-gratification. And that's why we all say, aw, when we see those two little 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds. You know the ones little kids run and hug each other? You seen that thing? Went viral. Because we know that these 2-year-olds have learned the basic human trait of empathy. That some 2-year-olds, they have to wait till they're 3 to understand. And very few adults have to wait to the age of 74. Donald Trump has never grown up to understand what most 3-year-olds do. It's all about him. It's always about him. It's only about him. And when you think about it, fairly and logically, that's actually pitiful. The guy has no friends. You can't have friends if all you do is grasp for yourself. You can't be loved because you're not lovable. You have a wife, a model, who married you for your money. You have kids who are just as transactional as you are, right? They love you because they get things from you. But you have no friends when everyone around you is just trying to scam you before you scam them because they know you're a scammer and you're incapable of love. How can you love someone who's unlovable? So he's actually pretty pathetic. But it's hard to feel real sorry for the guy when you really need to feel sorry for the people around him. You see, Donnie reminds me of a king. You might say that Democrats have the older forms of government in mind. They care about government of the people, by the people, for the people. They believe that all men are created equal and that we have the right to rule ourselves. But conservatives have an older model. Our model dates back 200 years. Their model is older. And older than King George III. Even King George III had to deal with a parliament, a sometimes recalcitrant parliament. Now you have to go back to the early years of the English kings, the time when a 2-year-old was king, which happens in any monarchy. You know, the king dies young and leaves a 2-year-old as king. And so those countries are smarter. Those countries, when a two-year-old is king, a toddler is king, provide for a regent. And a regent is an adult who actually runs the affairs of state until the child reaches the age of majority, 18 or 21, whatever it is. We're not that lucky. There are no adults in the room anymore because Donald Trump fired them all. In fact, if you look carefully at the Mueller report, you'll see that the only reason Donald Trump didn't consummate a lot of the many, many, many crimes that he's always trying to pull, whether it's obstruction of justice, collusion with Russia, whether it's bribery, treason, whatever the president's trying to do, he doesn't consummate his plans because someone stops him. Sometimes it's Reince Priebus. Sometimes it's Mathis. Sometimes it's, it's hard to remember all the people that go through a Trump administration, given so many get fired quickly, and then we have all these acting people. But eventually, all the adults in the room were sent home. All of them. And we're left with the toddler and his sycophants, his yes men, the people who won't tell him no. People like Rudy Giuliani, Attorney General William Barr, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And now we reach the point where it's like rats deserting a sinking ship. Understandably, because a lot of those rats are about to wear orange jumpsuits. And so the honest people, the people who want to serve their government, people like Ambassador Maria Yovanovitch, people like Kurt Volker, who kind of went down the wrong path, but said, you know what, I better save myself. Better save myself. They're throwing the president under the bus. Even Gordon Sondland. Gordon Sondland, think about this guy. This guy so wanted to be in power that he gave millions of dollars to the Republican Party. He supported Jeb Bush. He criticized Trump. And when Trump won, he gave Trump $1 million. So he could become ambassador to the European Union. I mean, our strongest and best ally. An economy as large as ours. All those European countries together are actually larger than ours. It's a pretty powerful position to buy. And he sucks up to Trump all he can. But the toddler wants to be loved and is unlovable. So he's really, really insecure. Mine! Mine! And he gets really nervous. And he throws a tantrum. And he knows that Vlad has a lot of really dirty stuff on him if he doesn't comply. I don't know whether Vladimir Putin is blackmailing Donald Trump or simply paying Donald Trump, or whether Donald Trump is just thrilled that the Russian dictator installed him into power. But one thing is clear. Donald Trump is selling the United States bit by bit, piece by piece, to our greatest enemy. Did you see those videos of the base that we built with the Kurdish hands? After the Russians, kind of the same thing, overrun the base. Our food was left on the table. We had to retreat so fast. And now we have to bomb our own base so it's not used by our enemies that Donald Trump surrendered it to? When did Republicans support surrender as their primary principle when it comes to foreign policy? Was it when they embraced dictatorship or when they decided that money was the only thing that mattered? I do have lots more to talk about, and I will be right back right after this break. You want to call in? 888-48-MARK, 888-486-2275. Should America be for sale? To the highest bidder? Right back after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. The title of today's show is America for Sale. We talked about how America's selling our military to Saudi Arabia, has sold his soul to Russia, has sold nukes to North Korea. He's fine with them nuking California as long as they write him these really pretty letters. Sold Ukraine out to Russian invasion so as to extort them to make up some lies about his political opponents. I mean, this is the guy, this is what he does. This is what he's done his entire life. This is the guy who got ordered 80-some-odd grand pianos. You heard this story? And the person delivered 80-odd grand pianos and brought them to the Trump Tower and put them in and asked for the bill. And Donald said, oh, I'm not paying that bill. But you agreed to the bill. Yeah, I'm not paying it. Sue me. And so he got the guy to accept 60% of what he'd already agreed to, because that's cheaper than the lawsuit. This is Donald Trump. All he ever cares about is himself. No one should be surprised, therefore, when he said that the next world G7 conference, the conference of the most powerful Western nations, democracies, not sure about us, but the rest of them are, Canada, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, is going to be held in the Trump Hotel in Miami, which apparently has lost 70% of its profits. He's going to require not just American taxpayers, but British and Italian and Canadian and Japanese taxpayers to stick their hands in his pocket. I have a suggestion for the other six leaders of the world, the six remaining leaders of the free world. Please don't come. Don't come. How can you come without losing all your self-respect? Don't come. France, stay home. Macron, stay home. Merkel, stay home. Maybe Boris Johnson will show up. I'm hoping he's out of British office by then. Japan, stay home. It's embarrassing for you. And it's embarrassing for us. It's very simple. Say, we will come when there is a hotel that isn't directly funneling money into Donald Trump's pockets. If you want, Western powers, you can cite the Emoluments Clause of the United States Constitution. That clause says that it is illegal. This is right here under the Constitution. This isn't some, small thing. It says right here, no person holding any office at the United States shall, without the consent of Congress, accept of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any foreign state. You can't get any presents from foreign states. You can't get cash from a hotel. Look, I know our president doesn't respect our Constitution, and I know the House is working hard to impeach him, but France, Germany, England, could you please uphold our Constitution? We don't know how. We'll try to impeach him, but in the meantime, we've burnt this Constitution. We need your help, France. France, will you protect our Constitution? Be back after this.
Back to the aggressive progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking about the narcissistic toddler that is currently king of the United States. When I say king, I mean king. I mean, just think about his position on this. He doesn't have to respond to Congress. By the way, we're supposed to have these co-equal branches of government. That's what they teach you when you study, government. Article 1, the first article, it's not the president. It's the Congress. The original draft actually said that Congress would choose the president of the United States. They changed that for the stupid Electoral College. But there's supposed to be three co-equal branches of government. So the president says the Congress has no right to investigate anything he does. No matter how corrupt, Congress can't investigate. The executive branch, they can't indict. Very clear, the president says, they cannot indict. They cannot accuse the president of a crime because he's president of the United States. He is above the law. Now, no court's ever held this. You won't find it anywhere in this document, the Constitution of the United States. But, you know, there is a presidential opinion about it dating back to Nixon's time. That's never been upheld. In fact, Richard Nixon, in the famous case of United States v. Nixon, the United States Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that the president had to turn over the smoking gun tapes, the audio tapes that showed he was committing crimes, even though there was an 18-minute gap and he destroyed the evidence. Donald is, unfortunately for Donald, fortunately for the country, not as smart as Richard Nixon. He turned over the evidence himself. He said it was a perfect phone call. As I perfectly say to Ukraine, I'm going to withhold American military aid, and I'm going to let you be invaded by China unless you serve me personally. If I'm Putin's biatch, then you're mine. And Putin's. Got to do what I say, or you're not getting the aid. So what do I need you to do? I need you to make up dirt on Joe Biden. I know it's not true. It doesn't matter. Remember, I'm the guy that accused Barack Obama of being born in Kenya. I'm the guy that said that Ted Cruz's father killed Kennedy. Oh, my stupid, stupid, stupid supporters. They're idiots. I can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue in the face, and my supporters will be fine with it. Remember, he said that. He truly believes his supporters are idiots, and it may be one of the few things he's right about. So he's above the law. The executive branch can't touch him. He's above the law. Congress can't touch him. Indeed, they can't even impeach him. The president insists that impeachment is unconstitutional, which is really hard to do because impeachment is right here in Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. It's right here. How can something be unconstitutional when the Constitution says the president shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors? It's right in the Constitution. So Congress can't stop him. The presidency can't stop him. And the courts can't stop him. Donald Trump is busy appointing every 20-year-old idiot who knows nothing about the law to the federal courts. I remember the Republicans didn't allow President Obama to do any nominations once they took over the Senate to the Supreme Court, which has never been done before in American history because the Constitution, again, says the president has the right to nominate Supreme Court justices. A Senate can consent or not, but they've never, ever in American history refused to consider one. So even the Supreme Court is illegitimate, at least one judge. So, Donald is above the law. No one can stop him. Not in the Oval Office. He kicked the adults out of the room. Not the Justice Department. Hey, thank God we've got some people in New York who are looking into what he's done wrong because he doesn't control state governments yet. But really, federal government, not the people in the Oval Office, not his own family. Remember Ivanka tried sort of, not his advisors. Not the Justice Department, which Bill Barr, the Attorney General, is running as a wing of the Donald Trump re-election campaign. Remember, they brought the crimes to the Justice Department, which promptly dismissed them and said, sorry, the president can bribe whoever he wants. He's president. He's allowed to be corrupt. It's what presidents do. And so we return to our metaphor of the two-year-old king. Because as pitiful it is to have a two-year-old that feels no love because it gives no love, think how much worse it is for the people around that two-year-old king without a regent, without an adult in the room, after he poops his diapers and the stench increases. Mr. President, Donnie, can we change your diaper? No! I never poop. My poop is perfect, and it doesn't smell. Donnie, I really think we should change. No! You're fired! No one tells me what to do. If I want to poop, well, I don't poop. I don't ever poop. You know, I think most two-year-olds, well, they'd probably get a spanking. But he's in charge. And the Republicans want him to be in charge. Democrats, again, believe in government of the people, by the people, for the people. You may not agree with the particular health care plans of Elizabeth Warren, but you don't deny that she respects the Constitution of the United States. She understands how it works. Republicans are actively endorsing corruption. Now, not all of them, not all of them. Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, George Will, Jennifer Rubin, practically everyone who used to serve in the foreign policy establishment, State Department, U.S. Attorneys General, people appointed by Republicans, by Ronald Reagan, George Bush, anyone not in government recognizes the problems of this mad, narcissistic toddler. But the people in government, they're afraid. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of their supporters. Who's going to say the emperor has no clothes? Who's going to say that the two-year-old king has pooped his diapers? Who will say it first? Think how awful it must be to serve that lie again and again and again. Think how it eats your soul to sell it and to know that this will be the defining moment of your life. Rudy Giuliani, America's 9/11 hero, will be remembered for his orange jumpsuit, will be remembered for his mugshot. That's going to be when Rudy Giuliani dies, the picture of his mugshot, that will be right there on the front page. Next to him in the next cell, Mike Pompeo. Next to him, Bill Barr. And next to him, hopefully, and I expect this, I really do now, Donald Trump. How will Donald Trump handle it? He can't even handle an impeachment inquiry. How will he handle an impeachment? The guy is having, in Nancy Pelosi's words, a meltdown. What do you do when you don't get your way? Again, all I can think about is examples of spoiled children, right? Was it the girl in Willy Wonka? Daddy, I want that blueberry. I want it now. I haven't seen it in a number of years. What happens when the spoiled child doesn't get their way? Some screw gets loose. They're not used to it. This is a guy who entire life, because of his father, because he's been able to successfully cheat his taxes and cheat his business partners and sexually assault 23 women. This is a guy who's used to getting what he wants. He wants sex, he gets it. He wants McDonald's hamburgers, he gets it. He wants to buy 1, 2, 3 wives, he gets those too. He wants to own a country, fine. He wants a TV show. This is a guy who's never been told no. And now at the age of 74... he is already having a nervous breakdown. He can't handle particularly a strong woman like Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This would actually be a little bit amusing if it weren't so terrible for the country, if it weren't so harmful for the world, if Kurdish people right now were not being massacred, men, women and children, if we were not about to go to war with our own NATO ally, who, by the way, between you and me, has 50 U.S. nuclear warheads on planes. These aren't your ordinary warheads. Each of them carries a 340 kiloton load, and they're in planes. They can be dropped anywhere. Now, 340 kilotons, Mark, that's a lot of math. Well, Hiroshima Hiroshima, which killed 100,000 people, was a 15-kiloton atomic bomb. These are 22 times more powerful. My understanding is they not only incinerate everyone in a 5-square-mile radius, just immediate poof, they kill everyone in a 50-square-mile radius, about 2/3 of the District of Columbia. Dropped on American cities, America's no more. And they're now owned by the very dictator that Donald Trump gave power to. I know Donnie's not listening to me, but people in the military, generals, I need you to disobey your commander-in-chief's orders. I don't care what he says. Go in there, send in troops, bring those 50 warheads out of Incirlik base in Turkey, bring them home right away. There are times when disobeying orders is the honorable thing to do. It's something the Germans should have learned at Nuremberg. When you have a mad toddler king who can lead to the incineration of the planet, you know what's right. I don't care what he tells you to do. It's time for you to get those nukes out of Turkey. There's still time, but this is not a risk we can take. That's why it's not funny. Not funny at all. I'll rest easy when I know that those planes and those warheads are home. It's Mark Levine. I'll be back for a closing thought right after this.
Schooling the GOP, one hand tied behind his back, the Constitution in the other. It's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. Conservative who casually misquotes the Bible and the Constitution? Send him to school with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Talking this hour about America for sale and why it is that Republicans believe that the whole purpose of government. Remember, Democrats believe government is to serve the people, but Republicans believe government can't serve the people, so you might as well go into government, get as corrupt as you can, and steal as much as you can, because that's what government's supposed to be. An easy way to commit theft. You know, Donald's conduct reminds me of the thief who breaks into a home, steals the jewelry, and is caught. Well, first thing he says is, I don't know what you're talking about. What jewelry? There's no jewelry. Oh, you found the jewelry on me? Oh, I was going to return it. I was just borrowing it. I forgot I took it. I'm borrowing it. I'm going to return it. Oh, you have proof that I wrote down that I was going to steal the jewelry and keep it forever? Well, there's nothing wrong with stealing jewelry. Patriotic people steal. I mean, isn't that exactly what happened here? What Ukraine? What are you talking about? There's nothing. I didn't do anything with Ukraine. Oh, it was a perfect phone call. It was fine. No quid pro quo. I did it, but there was no quid pro quo. Well, first, I didn't do it. I mean, with Laura Ingraham's show, right? She read part of the transcript. She didn't read the part where it got to the Bidens, and then it became okay. He did it, but no quid pro quo. Remember when Republicans were making that argument? New argument. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said, yes, I concede there was a quid pro quo. I concede that Donald Trump was withdrawing military aid approved by Congress to Ukraine, an ally who needed the aid to fight off Russia. I concede he did it. I concede he did it on purpose. I concede he did it on purpose in order to force Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden for a bogus charge. But there's nothing wrong with it. I wish I were making this up. I'm not. You just go right now to WashingtonPost.com. Mulvaney confirms Ukraine aid withheld in part to force investigation of Democrats. He defended the maneuver as, quote, absolutely appropriate. Absolutely appropriate. That's where Republicans are right now. The idea that using American military aid to fight Russia and putting it in the service of a presidential re-election campaign is absolutely appropriate? What the heck is government for? What's our foreign policy for? All to serve Donald Trump? All those foreign service officers and every ambassador in every country, its goal has to line Donnie's pockets? Justice Department? Yeah, why do we prosecute crimes? Because if you pay the president, he'll pardon you. That was another thing. Remember that? Donald said, if you break the law, I'll pardon you, as long as you do it to make me richer. He said, if you want to go break the law to build the wall, you want to break the law, go ahead, I'll pardon you. My friends, I would call this a tin pot dictatorship, except most tin pot dictators are not this crass, are not this obvious, are not this corrupt. Most tin pot dictators have the decency to try to hide their theft, to hide their graft, to hide their corruption. Even Vladimir Putin doesn't want his corruption broadcast to the Russian people, and neither do the Chinese leaders, and neither does North Korean dictator, Iranian dictator, Saudi Arabian dictators. No dictator, except Donald, who's got a screw loose, wants people to know how corrupt they are. But now he has a whole party, Republicans, who say, corruption's not that bad. What's the goal of government? Remember, Republicans believe that government can never work. No one's lives can be made better off. Social Security, throw it away. Medicare, throw it away. Pell Grants, public colleges, parks, we want none of it. We do want government when it comes to checking on women's uteruses. We don't want women having babies without our permission or not having babies without our permission. We do want government to censor free speech. We do need government to burn books, to keep those religions we don't like from practicing them. So they do have a role for government. Lock up all those black kids. But no role in stopping pollution or helping you get an education or keeping you alive. But without government, what do you do with all these, this right here, the Constitution? What do you do with the president and members of Congress? What's their role if it's not to help the people? It's to help themselves. That's why all these Republican congressmen and too many Democrats go through the revolving door, right? Become lobbyists. Cash in on their access. Money. Joe Biden, to his credit, remained poor his entire life because he never cashed in. And the President of the United States? This guy's been cashing in his entire life. This guy began life on a fraud, on a lie to Forbes magazine about his wealth. This is a guy who's cashed in Istanbul Trump Towers, allowing the Turks to commit genocide, cashing in from Saudi Arabia. Now they get our U.S. troops. And God knows how much he's cashing in from Russia, unless Russia is blackmailing him. But we do know this. The president is doing one job very well. He's protecting Vladimir Putin. After all, wasn't that what he was elected to do? This is Mark Levine signing off.